Got to go out to Chicago now on our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Scott.
And as we preface all of these questions, we should say Kobe Bryant says he's innocent. Kobe Bryant says that a trial will demonstrate that. That being noted, he is such a large figure in not just American sports, but American culture. There's public opinion polls have been cited showing that among youngsters of a certain age, he is the most admired American. What does this do to the figure he is in American life?
Well, it hurts him, Scott. There's no question about it. Even if it does come down to a he said, she said kind of trial, I think he's been very seriously damaged, and so is the NBA. The charge itself is enough to hurt the way he will be viewed by many people. And as Tom Goldman's piece pointed out, remember, we're talking about the single most charismatic player in the league these days, the one who, as the years have gone by, has become compared on and off the court, his presence to Michael Jordan. We're going to have to wait and see what sort of physical evidence is forthcoming to back the accuser's claim, Scott. But I guess we'll have to assume the prosecutors feel they have enough to go on to make a felony charge. More than simply the woman's version of what happened in the room, there must be some physical evidence that they're confident is going to help them in their side of the case.
Alas, since we're talking to our sports commentator, there are at least a couple of crass questions that have to be raised in this human story. The Los Angeles Lakers, former world champions, are a team that has been stockpiling talent between Karl Malone and Gary Payton. They were just a few days ago considered the team to be beat for the next world championship. They're going to start playing basketball in earnest in a couple of months. What does this indictment have to do with how they will play this season?
Well, I mean, that's something that's going to have to be we're just going to have to wait and see they talk about distractions, and it's hard to put quotes around a word like that in a case like this. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant is going to go to Colorado. He's going to be charged. He's going to bond out. Then he's going to come to practice, and I guess the opening Lakers practice is going to have a different kind of feel for it, Scott. There aren't going to be just sports reporters there. This isn't going to be just on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be watching Kobe on and off the court, how he's going to be able to play, how he's going to be able to react. They'll be asking his teammates. They'll be asking Phil Jackson. I mean, I can see this as being a real media storm that's going to have very difficult time abating. You know, a recent poll showed Kobe Bryant behind only Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan as an endorser of product, Scott. Mm-hmm. And here's the irony. The one knock against him as a commercial pitchman is that he's too smooth. Yeah. And too polished to appeal to that young male age group that sports advertisers covet. But this is a completely different situation now.
Quick question, Ron. Lance Armstrong could win the Tour de France again, but it'll be the hard way.
Well, Scott, it looks like Lance Armstrong's annual victory tour of France is turning into a real bicycle race. He reached the point where nobody would be surprised if he lost, including Armstrong. After losing a time trial yesterday to his top competitor, Jan Ulrich of Germany, he said that Ulrich now has to be the favorite. The race is in the mountains now, and Lance does well there, but this is going to be a real tough one for him.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.